It's time for our last panel of the day, our in-house counsel panel. David Woodcock is serving as our moderator, and he has the important role of being our closer and keeping us on time for happy hour. So, 5:30.
All right.
1 hour.
5:15.
So David is a partner with Gibson Dunn in both the Dallas and Washington, D.C. offices. He is co-chair of the firm's Securities Enforcement Practice Group. Previously, he was assistant general counsel for ExxonMobil, and he served as director of the SEC's Fort Worth regional office. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that he's also a CPA and did public accounting work before moving on to his legal career. So yes. With that, David.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Take it away.
You know it's bad when that's kind of the highlight, the thing that makes you cool, is your accounting background. Thank you.
It's 4:30, David.
It is 4:30. And we are truly, as they say, we are what stands in the way of your drinks. So this is an in-house counsel panel. The panel is supposed to explore current enforcement and regulatory priorities and their implications for corporations and executives. There is a lot of regulation right now, as you may know. So we are going to try to keep this panel as not as a complaint, we're trying to make it not a complaint session, but it may become that because there's a lot of regulation, a lot going on.
Give me 30 seconds.
Yes, this is the ethics panel, right? So you'll get ethics if you stay here, and for those who aren't staying, they get no ethics credits. And the last kind of housekeeping thing is we would really like it if you have questions. And, you know, you don't have any questions of me for sure, but these are wonderful in-house lawyers who, if you ask a great question and you're outside counsel, they might think, wow, I'd like to hire that person because of that question. So you should ask questions if you have them.
A little motivation.
Exactly, exactly. So I'm going to introduce this great panel, and it really is a great lineup because they have very diverse backgrounds. They're at different kinds of companies in different industries. And so in thinking about regulation writ large and kind of the impact that's having on companies, you almost couldn't get a better collection of people. I would love to take responsibility for it, but Kit was mostly responsible for it. I had half of the credit, but they're great. So this is good. So to my left is John Wander. John is the new general counsel, newish general counsel at Talon Energy. He was a V&E partner for almost 30 years, where he was a financial statement litigation guy. That's what he says, but basically head of the litigation practice, head of everything. So he went in-house recently to explore a different life. This is good. Next to John is Bruce Wark, who's Senior VP and Deputy General Counsel at American Airlines in the legal department, obviously. Competition and IP work, lots of entanglements with government, he said, and just a tremendous background at the company. I actually don't know how many years you've been there, but a while.
More than 30 years.
30 years. So great experience at a tremendous company with lots going on. Next to Bruce is Ariel Tobin, who is Director of Risk and Regulatory, highly relevant, at Charles Schwab. Handles internal investigations, regulatory enforcement. And then prior to that, Ariel was a Jones Day partner here in Dallas in securities enforcement. And prior to that, she was a financial auditor, right?
Yeah.
At Pricewaterhouse. And she's also a CPA. So excellent. And then finally, last but definitely not least, is Kelly Vickers, who's at Kimberly Clark, Associate GC in litigation. Runs the Global Center Litigation Center of Excellence, does a lot of international litigation. Prior to joining Kimberly Clark, she was a white-collar partner at Locke Lord for 20 years. So, great panel. I will start off by not doing much more of an introduction. There's a lot of regulation. This is impacting companies in different ways. John, can you start us off by sharing some your views on the regulatory environment and what we're seeing coming out of Washington in the states, since it's relevant?
Yeah, it's a good way, David, to sort of level set at the front end about where the world is changing or has been changing for a number of years. We're about 48 hours away from the government shutting down. Bunch mm-hmm. of you in here probably work for the government and are not going to get paid for a while that's happening. It's a symptom of gridlock in D.C., right? There's not a rational basis for that. It's purely political. It's gridlock D.C. It's been that way for a number of years. And so what have various administrations done to try and combat that?